Global financial regulations are being hammered out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. European leaders meet today to talk about cracking down on hedge funds. The United States dominates the hedge fund industry and has already come out strongly against a European proposal. The global perspective now from Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London.
U.S. officials say if the planned regulations take effect, the U.S. hedge fund industry will suffer badly. It'll mean American funds will find it much tougher to make money in Europe. The proposed rules are restrictive. Hedge fund managers would have to reveal details of their investment positions. There would be limits on how much they can borrow and on how much they can pay their staff. Ian Morley is with the Allen Bridge hedge fund consulting firm. He says the Europeans are unfairly blaming hedge funds for the financial crisis.
It wasn't the hedge funds that created the subprime loans, and it wasn't the hedge funds that mismanaged the Greek economy. We simply took positions in the market where we said, this has gone ridiculously out of control. And as a result of that, we warned the world about it, and people don't like bad news.
The UK is home to 80% of European hedge funds, and it also opposes the plan. If it is approved today, it could be a year before it comes into force. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Overseas markets are higher at the moment. Shares in Europe are up 0.5% or more. Investors trying to put debt issues aside for now and focusing more on a growing global economy. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added a mere 5 points. Asian shares were higher today as well. He was once the richest man in China, but now he's headed to prison. Today in Beijing, the founder of the country's most successful electronics chain was convicted of bribery and insider trading, among other counts. Marketplace's Scott Tong is with us live from Shanghai with the latest. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, what are details of this conviction?
Well, the man Huang Guangyu, whose net worth was once estimated at $6 billion, now faces 14 years in jail and a fine of $90 million. One of the counts here is bribing government officials. And what's unusual about this, Steve, is in China, the bribe giver tends not to get busted. That's according to political scientist Dali Yang at the University of Chicago. I spoke to him a short while ago.
It's only fairly recently that the Chinese government has decided to include the bribe givers also as criminals, but it's rarely being used. It's only usually the corrupt officials who are held accountable.
Now, Scott, will that have an impact on U.S. businesses? Will they be more confident investing in China if this sort of, sets a trend?
Well, the analysts I talked to today say that's the message that the Chinese regulators want to send. If you take the financial sector, Shanghai bills itself as the global financial center of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But today, Chinese stock and bond markets have a reputation for creative shenanigans. So building credibility takes a long time. An optimist today will say, look, Huang Guangyu got a stiff penalty for a lot of things, including insider trading as well. So it's getting there.
Hey, quickly, Scott, tell us a little bit about this guy. How do he make his money?
Built his empire out of nothing, born on a farm, high school dropout, and then he just began by selling a few little electronic goods. And today, one of his stores is in every corner, just about, of every Chinese city.
Marketplace's Scott Tong reporting from Shanghai, where there probably is one of those. Scott, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at MassMutual.com/mutuality. American Public Media presents The Great Textbook War, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the Batten Institute at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Countries around the world are having to make some steep budget cuts. Here in the United States, it seems most governors and legislators have had to make some critical choices, too. But perhaps nowhere will the budget fight, be felt more than in the Garden State. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie campaigned on making deep cuts, and he's delivering. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
Governor Christie wants to close a gap of at least $10 billion without raising taxes, as he told state lawmakers when he announced his plan.
We have the worst unemployment in the region and the highest taxes in America, and that is no coincidence.
The governor proposes cutting $820 million from aid to schools, the biggest single item in the budget, and he is refusing to raise taxes on people who earn more than $400,000 a year.
I mean, his poll numbers are terrible. But the fact is, whether you like him or not, he's doing exactly what he said he would do.
Steve Adubato is a New Jersey political analyst with Newark Public Radio.
People are finding out that Chris Christie is governing and he doesn't give a damn whether he gets elected again. That's hard for people to deal with.
Especially Democratic lawmakers who control both houses of the state legislature. Adubato says it's likely they won't agree to the governor's cuts by the June 30th deadline.
I don't believe there will be a budget. I believe the government will shut down in New Jersey. There will be no longer an ability to pay state workers. Parks will close. DMV will close. And you're going to have a government shutdown in New Jersey on July 1st.
A potential crisis that Adubato says should serve as a warning to the other 49 states.
It's so corny to say the eyes of the country around New Jersey, but they should be because this is the test case for how it could be done.
At Pleasantdale Elementary School in West Orange, students are learning about their place in the nation, and they're about to learn firsthand what funding cuts will mean to them. Everything from after-school programs to school lunches to class size will be affected. Teacher Nick Galanti says the kids may be singing, but among adults in town, things are getting downright hostile.
52, 53 years, I've never seen it like this. People arguing at the post office, up at ShopRite. I've never seen it this way. It's like a different place.
Or at least a place that has found a different solution to problems that are the same in state after state. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And finally, faced with a budget crisis, Greece says it's going after tax cheats. In fact, the deputy tourism minister there just resigned because her husband is charged with not paying millions in back taxes. The government claims there are billions more to uncover. To find offenders, they're using satellite technology to locate homes with pools, a sure sign of taxable wealth, they say. An appropriate symbol, the swimming pool, of a country that's barely treading financial water. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.